Leonard's at 81 carries. Not a lot of guys average 20 in this league. Workload aside, do you like the situations he's carrying in and some of the short yardage where he wasn't out there?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. I mean, you know, he was out there, you know, 39 snaps overall, and he touched it 28 times, you know. So we're doing a lot of that. And then, you know, a lot of it depends on how the drive goes. I know that, you know, at the end of that fourth quarter, it was a run for nine, a run for three, screen pass for a touchdown. You know what I'm saying? And then it was like, okay, hey, listen, let's give him a blow. You know, and we're still trying to do a better job of when we, you know, distribute all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And trying to get it to where, you know, sometimes you don't know that situation is going to come up. You know, and do a better job of that. And you know, the one thing I will say is everything we've asked him to do, he's done. You know. So we just got to keep exploring that and keep doing a better job. So this way, when the right situations come up, we can put them in there, you know, or get them in there. And he's 110%, and he's good. We just make decisions based on, hey, listen, he just went three in a row pretty hard. And his running, you know, it's all hard running, you know. So, but I think that's something we can do a better job of.
Is a possible answer to that maybe a little less work in the first half, more work for Ivory in the first half, or are you kicking around like five?
That's
or
what
10?
I'm saying. It's really a difficult thing. It's easy, like afterwards, like, oh, I wish we had him in this situation, or I wish I had Chris, or we wish we had Corey. You know what I'm saying? You know, we try to go in there, and we know that, you know, we're going to put those guys in there. We got a feel of, you know, what the workload is from them. Sometimes it increases, you know, depending on how the game goes. So, you know, I think it's tough, and it's one thing that. It's like all the other positions. We're always trying to constantly maintain how to manage the substitution level to make sure that the best players are in. And that's always difficult because it's not like, you know, you can have a set plan and then all of a sudden that plan will start to change. So I think it's tough because, you know, if we don't play them enough, you know, early on, you know what I'm saying, and all of a sudden you're behind and now you're playing them, but now you're not running. There's a lot of things that go into it. So it's not an exact science, but it's one that we continue to keep working on.
Is there anybody who, in your history of coaching, who's comparable in terms of, you know, how he runs and workload? Are you using that as a comparison to try to figure out where his?
I think it depends on. So, you know, we're still, like I said, every one of those guys have stepped up to the table. So it's not a point of, hey, listen, he's tired, we've got to take him out. I have not seen that yet. So. You know, we just continue to keep working on it and just really managing it. It's something that, you know, I've got to do a better job of.
How much would a consistent receiving threat help in alleviating, taking off some of the load from Leonard?
Well, you know, we are running against, you know, some tough situations, obviously. I mean, we saw that the other day. And, you know, we just got to be able to make the plays down the field when we're able to make it. They did a nice job. We did have some opportunities, and we weren't able to take advantage of it for multiple reasons, you know, whether it's protection, you know, or, you know, just, you know, it's happening on the other side of the field. You know what I'm saying? The coverage changed, you know, to one side and stayed over to the other side, getting over there progression-wise. So, you know, those things you have to start, you know, making those plays and doing those things to get people out of stacking the box.
And a regulation, first and goal from the six, then three passes. What were they presenting that made
Sure. It was, you know, going into the game, the six was a difficult, like, part of the field, you know, strategically. You know, obviously you're too far away to go into goal line, you know, where the zero pressure. You know, they had showed before, watching all the tape, you know, they were about 80% pressure. So we felt pretty good with the first one, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and throwing it, you know what I'm saying, with the pass. The second one, we had, you know, we had an option called, and they did a good job. They disguised it. You know, we can do a better job, you know, helping ourselves out, maybe formationally doing things of that nature to see whether it's cover zero or not. And then we wound up throwing it. And then the third one, probably outsmarted ourselves. You know, we threw the fade the last week, and then we went with the slant this week.
That's my follow-up. You had Adams against Lewis. Is that a little bit of a regret there that you didn't try
to throw the? Well, we threw the fade last week, and we were thinking, hey, listen, maybe we can just get, you know, he'll back up, get over there, and we'll hit the slant. So that's where we've got to do, you know, a better job. I've got to do a better job of not overthinking things too much.
Issues yesterday more because of the pressure, or
I think early on, he took three big shots, you know what I'm saying, early on in the game. Even though we went 10 plays and scored the touchdown early on, I think he took a couple of shots, you know. So I think, you know, anytime a quarterback takes a couple of shots, you know, it's not what you want, obviously. So I think from that standpoint, that and you know, we've got to be able to, you know, to get off, and we've got to be able to protect, and we've got to be able to do those things, and we got to get open, you know. And then when we are open, we got to put the ball on them. So it's really a combination of all of that.
How hard is it to call plays or come up with a game plan or adjust your game plan during the game when you don't really know what you're going to get out of Blake? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes he's pretty darn good, and other times he's a little wild, and, you know, you get a game like Sunday where he's a little off.
Yeah, and he's not the only one that happens to. You know, sometimes, you know, the line can go up and you start getting on a roll, you start controlling the line of scrimmage real well, you feel good, feel comfortable about what you're doing there. Backs are on course, they're not trying to, you know, make something crazy happen. They're just, you know, if they see three, they're taking three and doing those in that nature. Receivers, you know, running the routes, not trying to do something, you know, different, you know, just to, it's not a point just to get open. Some things are timing wise. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go into the players, and what you have to do is you come out there and, you know, that's why we practice a lot, to make sure that, you know, what we see is going to be consistent enough to put it over into the game on Sunday. But during the game, you're going to have to make, you know, changes, you know, for what, you know, the defense gives you. And, you know, we had to do it the other day. I mean, we come out there the first day, we come out there in 21, and they show us a different defense that, you know, that we haven't seen, you know, from them on tape. So, you know, we get to the sideline, you make some adjustments, and you go on and you change your formation, do things of that nature, or change your personnel groups, and then you got to work, and then you got to execute. And that's why you really have, I told the players today, that's why you have training camp and things of that nature. You go back to your principles and plays and be able to execute until we get over to the sideline and then make those adjustments. But adjustments are something that, you know, it happens constantly throughout the game.
Blake had three or four passes batted down, deflected. When you look at those, does the blame go all around, or does he need to do something better to prevent those?
I think the ones when he's out there on his own, you know what I'm saying? I think the ones up front, when I look at it, is if it comes from up front, you know, we've got to press and push, you know what I'm saying, keep people's hands down. You know, some of those, obviously, that's the only answer you can really give. And then the other part, when you're out there alone, you got to find those windows and get that ball around those defenders.
On the interception, was at like that point, throw it away?
Well, I don't know if he had the ability to throw it away, you know what I'm saying? I think he was trying to make a play, but we either got to go over him or around him or fake or something. So we'll continue to keep working that. You know, we've got to do a better job of coaching that.
First close game of the year, what did you learn about how the guys would handle a tight game?
Well, you know, we didn't finish, so it's always difficult, you know, to say that. I think that, you know, we put ourselves in a tough situation. I think anytime you have, you know, three runs that go for 177 yards, you know, that's tough, you know. And you know, against our defense, obviously, we feel like, you know, our goal is to make teams drive down the field on us, you know. So, you know, we didn't give up any touchdowns in the red zone, you know. I think we were good on sudden change. You know, but we gave up the two long touchdown runs, and then there was another sequence with a big run that equaled a field goal. Then it was, you know, the batted ball interception that was a field goal. You know, we go down the first drive and score. We had opportunities that we didn't take advantage of. We had opportunities to win it in overtime, and we didn't do it. So, you know, we've got to continue to keep working to find ways to, not get ourselves in that situation, you know, where we can, you know, take the lead, keep the lead, you know, throughout the game. And then, two, if we fall behind, I thought we did a good job of fighting ourselves back into it, you know what I'm saying, with the turnovers. You know, we had, you know, the two of the sacks, the ball did come out. It just didn't bounce our way. So, you know, that's the one positive. You know, the ball is around. You know, our players are around it, creating those turnovers. And, you know, when you can do that, you know, that'll give you a good opportunity, you know, to play.
Do you feel like you guys are a better team than 4 weeks ago, now that you're at the quarter pole?
I think, I think no doubt about it. I think that, you know, we're understanding, you know, every day, I think, and I don't think it ever changes, you're always trying to make sure of hey, how we play, you know, this is what we want to do, this is the type of game that we want, this is what we have to do a better job of, this is what can happen to us with the way we play, You know, this is what we need to take advantage of when we do have these opportunities. We have to make them work. So that's a constant education of the players knowing exactly what we want to do, because really for us, we're a new staff getting together in training camp and just trying to figure out, okay, you know, who's going to be on the team, who's going to be playing, what do we want to do, you know, and then seeing what we do well and trying to play to that strength.
Uni seems to have a pretty good knack of not only getting there, but getting the ball out. Is that just, you know, like kind of, is he doing anything special to get that out? I mean, other than, you know, slamming the arm? I mean, where is he?
You're talking about the whole defense?
Unique.
I think, you know, Fowler got one out too. You know, I think you know, we do a lot of coaching on that. I mean, I think everyone in the league, you know, talks about it quite a bit. And I think some players just have a natural, you know, they have a knack, you know what I'm saying, for doing that. You know, being able to put their bodies in positions to either, you know, to reach around or, you know, to get that ball out. And, you know, I think both the ends, I thought they did a nice job of pinning the runs inside, which we've had issues with before, you know, forcing the things inside. And then we just got to do a better job on our gap control on the inside.
Good job.
When the run defense issue is guys out of the gaps, how do you fix that beyond just saying getting the gap?
I mean, sure. We talked about it. I mean, and, you know, we're talking about during the game too. It's if you're getting hurt in the gap, either – you know, either you got to put a lineman in that gap that you're getting hurt, or you got to put an extra guy over there.
Is it good that the pass or the sacks are kind of evenly distributed and it's not just one guy? You know, does that make it tougher for opposing offense?
Yeah, I think, you know, but I think it's all hand in hand. I think that, you know, the one thing I think we do a good job of is we show the players up front that, you know, the reason why you're able to get those is in the back end. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the coverage and things of that nature. So, you know, I think, you know, one of the challenges, not to take away from the guys actually winning up front, but the guys have to be winning in the back end. You know what I'm saying? If they're winning in the back end, it's going to give you a greater opportunity to get those balls where the quarterback just has to hold it, or, you know, the first read is an open or the second and he's looking for that third progression, you know, or, you know, they feel comfortable about something, they look to the right, and then all of a sudden, oh, that's not there, and then next thing you know, it's a little bit of a panic. So, you know, I think a lot of those sacks that have been created is you know, by the defense working together, you know, with coverage and rush.
This will be the start of the second quarter of the season. Mm-hmm. Do you do anything to mentally reset with the players other than just acknowledging sort of
we'll mentally reset, you know, ourselves. We'll talk to them about it, you know what I'm saying, and get ourselves ready to go.
What kind of gives an idea of what that means, what that does for them?
Well, I just think we break it down and just keep our focus on what we have to do now. You know, it's like anything else. Like I said before, we can't look back and, you know, you don't ever have time to look back, you know. And you can't look too far ahead, and you have to look at what you're doing right now. So just try to, you know, talk to about it in quarters and just keep the focus in on the quarters and win in the quarters. And obviously the first quarter we tied and had some opportunities to win it. And, you know, that's not the direction that we want to be headed. So, you know, now it's into the second quarter, and our goal is to win the second quarter.
The Pozlesny penalty, what did you see?
Yeah, I mean, again, he took a shot, which, you know, I don't think is, which I know is not a legal hit. But, you know, Puz knows, he'd be the first one to tell you, you know. You know, he jumped up and said something, and they called him for taunting. And it's always the same thing. It's always the second act, you know what I'm saying, that gets caught. I mean, you know, we've talked about that. So, I mean, it's just an unfortunate incident. And, you know, you get upset when something like that happens on the field to when you're a player.
Does it surprise you to know that Barry Church, that was his first career sack 7 years in the league?
I heard that today. You know, I think, I don't know how other people used him. So, you know, but like I said, I think, you know, the more people we can have, you know, contributing to that, I think it's only going to help us in the long run.
What has been his biggest contribution back there?
I think all four of them, you know, have really done a nice job. I mean, it's tough, you know. They had some runs come out against them that, you know, they're back there. They're just trying to, you know, hold it until we can rally around it. And, you know, they've done a good job. Gippy had it, you know, he did it. Both our safeties did a nice job. I thought they played, they played well. You know, obviously both corners are doing a nice job. So, you know, those four guys back there together, I say the same thing. They're a close unit, those four. You always see them together. They're always communicating. They have a real good feel. smart, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, they do a lot of film work, a lot of study, and they're good pros, I think is probably the best way to explain them.